Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Everybody chewed his leg on the porch.
Wow. Wow.
Why'd you do it, Fluffy?
This is a guy that's sold out here in St. Louis.
Yeah, Dean Ween?
Well, one of the Weens. We're not sure if it's Gene or Dean or
Eileen.
Oh, nice, yeah. Nice, Doug.
Well, good ad-lib.
Oh, wow. Very good. You're quick.
Doug, poll on the fan page if you want to vote. Do you believe in the existence of ghosts and or extraterrestrials? The option given, just extraterrestrials, both, neither, or just ghosts. Right now, 22 votes for just extraterrestrials, 19 votes for both, 5 votes for neither, and no votes for just ghosts.
Wow. Wow.
Wow. Boy, did not see that coming.
No, I didn't either.
Holy smokes.
You ought to let that thing eat for a while and then send out a news release.
Yeah, just let it simmer for now.
Well, they're probably tired from last night. There was a post last night. They had like 700 responses.
What? What post?
I think it was Larry Nichols' post.
About, yeah, Larry keeps how like, am I sending getting out to the, posts about how he's getting to what? To the NFC Championship?
Yeah, and the next TMA Live.
When is the next TMA Live?
The Thursday I'm in at the AVNs.
I think the 25th.
Doug, is it the 25th?
I don't know when
it
is.
We just got sent an email. Someone just has to look in their email.
25th.
We just got...
January.
Danny Packer sent us
an
email, I think.
Yeah. So he was posting that. Then he found out he had a ride, and he said, now I need you guys to chip in for my Uber. And they were getting a little upset of all the demands Larry Nichol had.
Well, Larry is an important part of the show, though he has transportation issues. And at the exact same time, I sent Doug a text letting him know that I will be texting him a list of my top 10 all-time NBA point guards.
How long are you going to stay on this one?
Until the end of the show. I might, if it continues to bother you, maybe into next week.
It doesn't bother me. It's just we come on a topic on the show and it stays for a couple of years. I'm just curious.
I hadn't noticed that.
Who's the number one point guard?
Okay. Let me get into a Gateway Buick GMC read. You guys discuss
Magic.
Most yourselves. StLouisBuickGMC.com or call 888-865-9419. It's Gateway Buick GMC.
Lenny Wilkins.
Gateway Buick GMC. Proud to announce they're one of the only dealers in the area qualified to say they are a certified elite service department with their Archibald. Certified
Isaiah Thomas
GM technicians working in a 37 service bays to get you in and out in a hurry. It's Gateway Buick GMC, I-270 McDonald Boulevard, online at stlouisbuickgmc.com. Gateway the right way, 888-865-9419. That's 888-865-9419. So Ray Knapp posted this as a screenshot on Twitter, and I don't think he intended for it to turn into what it wound up turning into. And then because it turned into what it turned into on social media, he decided to address it on KSDK. Here is the audio. I just want to only play the Rennie part. We don't want to really what someone like the other anchor start talking. I don't need to do that.
Okay, I was sent by CMAR. It's a minute and a half. I wasn't
right,
for
that's
sure.
Right, that's
okay,
right. Cool. Yep.
When you work in television media, you come to understand that certain things come with the territory, such as some not-so-nice viewer emails. But I received one on Monday, and I was a bit shocked. It came from a man in St. Charles. I won't mention his name or even give his email address, but I will share his words. He said I was, quote, not a good representative of the USA. He doesn't like my facial hair. And then he wrote that I, quote, look like a thug. I paused right there. Thug? Me? Really? A 53-year-old college-educated professional, 31 years into my career, married for 30 years, both of my children are college graduates. A thug? Really? But instead of making this about me, this is about stereotypes and code words. It is believed by many that thug is the new N-word. Well, Mr. Brave, behind the keyboard, I am neither. What I am is an American. We live in a land of diverse cultures, and believe it or not, in 2018, it's okay if I don't look like you, worship like you, dress like you, or even shave like you. It's called freedom. I'm free to be me, and I'm strong enough to continue being just the way I am. After all, a lot of people sacrificed and paid a high price for me to be able to stand here and deliver the news. I think I'm a pretty good representative of the USA. You should ask yourself, what do you really represent, my friend? Mm-hmm. And I got a lot of support on Facebook and Twitter for this. And it wasn't really about trying to get people to say, hey, am I okay? It was about exposing something that's out there when I talk about these stereotypes and these code words. But just as damaging as social media can be, it was very nice to hear the feedback for people being supportive and saying, hey, you do you, and that's all you need to be, is yourself.
That's Ronnie Knott yesterday on KSDK. So I would imagine the vast majority of people listening agree. I'm sure there's some people who don't, for whatever reason. That to me is a separate discussion. The thing that I'm interested in getting into is there was a gentleman, our security at TMA Live, as a matter of fact, the great Alvin Mack, who yesterday posted that he wishes Rennie would have given the person's name. Now, taking a step back from just the emotional element of wanting that style of justice done, I would imagine the owners of KSDK, I don't know who that is now. It used to be Gannett. Doug, do you know who owns KSDK now? Either way.
Tegna?
Yeah. Would, from a legal standpoint, would say absolutely not. Now, if you want to take that out of the equation, my response, I kind of go back and forth because I would imagine we've all dealt with it, you know, not necessarily, well, of course, you know, not from a racial bigotry standpoint, as three white guys, but although it seemed like Ms. Butler took you to task.
She sure did.
And I felt like there was an undercurrent there, but I haven't been able to prove it.
Yeah.
But either way, you know, outing the troll. And I, you know what? He struck in the 7 o'clock hour, and he also struck on the fan page yesterday. Justin in Columbia, I agreed with what he posted, which was you kind of get into an area of, you know, is it worth it with a one-time thing? But if there's a pattern of behavior, he goes, then all bets are off. So my thought on it was, because I have dealt with it, some stuff that, you know, I guess we kind of get numb to it. And then for the people who don't have like a public, I guess, job, we don't think that much of it because we're used to it. But then all it takes is like one of those things for somebody who isn't used to go, oh my God, this is crazy. I'm like, oh yeah, but that's kind of what you were used to. Again, it's not like it's awful, but maybe it is awful. I don't know. So my thought process is if somebody has that kind of trait in their behavioral range, from my standpoint, you can't rule out that they also have other traits in their behavioral range, which would certainly be much more dangerous than sending a hate email, a Twitter post that wouldn't be just your standard troll play. And so from that standpoint, and that's what I was pointing out to the people who were in the thread on the fan page, most of whom probably don't deal with hate mail or trolling on social media, whatever the case might be, that while it might satisfy the reptilian urges to take them out in that capacity, play the shame game, you're also opening up the potential that you might take out somebody who has it in their capabilities to actually do something much worse than sending a hate mail or tweet or Facebook post. So therefore, the analytic is the juice is not worth the squeeze. And again, that's taking the legal element out of it. If there is a legal element to use your TV station to call somebody out. And I don't know what the legal ramifications would be there if Rennie would have posted the person's name. There's my thought. Gentlemen, yours.
I thought Rennie said and the way he said it was perfect. I don't think you need to call the guy out. I think the message that Rennie sent was a lot stronger to make it beyond just the one idiot that texted or sent an email. And Rennie Knott, we all know him, is a wonderful guy. I mean, you could be the dumbest guy, and to confuse Rennie with something that he's obviously not, just even more so than whatever racist, ignorant person you are also a fool, because he's obviously such a really nice guy. But I think Rennie had it just right.
Yeah, his message was spot on. I would just be concerned about giving people any credibility at all, letting them know that they bothered you with something that they said. I think that's a concern. You know, that guy might have been at home watching, laughing. Look what I did. Oh, I got to him. I would tend to just blow
it off. I
think
you're right, though. I do think we're a little... Because part of our show is, you know, the texters kill each one of us for various different things.
And 99% of them, including, because people ask Iggy, we talked about this on Questions from the Audience this week, I think, about does it bother you that people, like, you know, joke about you having a sunflower garden where bodies are buried? And Iggy, for the record, if it did bother him, we wouldn't talk about it. So it's kind of like you're on the show, you're exposed to the reindeer games, and if you want to participate in the show, you too will be participating in the reindeer games.
Yeah.
But it's not done maliciously. Almost ever. There are exceptions, like the big racist text guy that we talked about yesterday.
Or the guy that
Hoffman
wanted,
did acknowledge for the record that he did change that, but he did do it.
The guy that wanted to step on my neck some years ago when we're
we've had some anti-Semitism ones, certainly, which is amazing to me that goes
but
on.
Most but again, of it is even
look
if,
at the hate I get.
Well, these guys just want to sleep with you.
Those are amorous.
Massive sexual hate. On a daily basis,
only hate you because they can't have you.
Nice.
I don't know about that.
Nice. I think that.
But we are too, and I agree. 99.9% of them are in, you know, the spirit of the show and not at all mean spirited. Though I'm not excusing the vileness. I'm just saying I don't really think it's pure hate aimed at us. So I do think because we're subject to it, we're more desensitized to ones that might cross the line.
Right. And so that in a way, I guess that's sad, but I don't really know what the alternative is. Like every time you get something, you freak out about it. Like, as I've said before, the first time that I experienced it was 1999, and I was just starting out anchoring in Columbia. I guess it was a few months in, and Kareem Rush was this huge recruit for Missouri. Everybody thought he was going to go, I think, to UCLA. Or KU, and Quinn had just been hired, and I happened to see him in the parking lot of what was the Hearn Center at the time, and he didn't know any better. He's a 17-year-old high school student, and he told me that he was going to come to Missouri. A huge scoop. I just happened to be there, and that was back in the day when I, you know, cared about reporting that stuff, and right away I learned the downside experience of reporting that stuff, and I said, when are you going to announce it? And he said, Friday or Monday. Well, in my excitement, 22 maybe? And anchoring that night, I go back. I think I was either leading the newscast or the sportscast that Kareem Rush is coming to Missouri and he'll be announcing it on Friday. Completely irresponsible to not say Friday or Monday. So for all of Saturday and Sunday and up until his announcement on Monday, everybody's like, who the hell is this guy? He was wrong. F him. And then all of a sudden, I'm like wrecked. I'm psychologically destroyed. Now, if that were to happen, and you know, you wouldn't enjoy it, but after a while, you get numb to it. So what Rennie, I think, was pointing out there, and I can't get inside of his head, but he was more talking about social media hate and then observing the code words that are used. And while I don't think it's absolute that thug is the 2018 version of the N-word, I certainly think, that it is done quite often to be used as the code, word for the N-bomb. So the question, though, that Alvin Mack brought up, that I thought it really did, because his point was if they know they can be outed, then it would make people pause before doing it because they would have ramifications. And I agree with that. But the other side is you don't know who's the person behind this thing. And again, if they have the ability and the lack of self-awareness to think somehow that this is like okay, that they also potentially have it within their range of behavior to do something much worse than sending a hate email.
I think the way Rennie handled it was much better. You know, just my opinion. He made it bigger than one stupid email. You know, he made it about the general thought process like that. So instead of calling one guy out and saying this is terrible, he made it a bigger issue, and I thought he handled it very well.
Yeah, I think you do have to be careful about calling one guy out, because it's a big city, it's a big country. There are people out there that are sick. There just are, and that's never going to go away. There's always going to be some people that are just whacked out.
Tim, I'm sorry, Doug, go ahead.
That's about done.
And I'm not familiar with this show. Anybody familiar with the show Black Mirror? On Netflix?
No.
I've seen two episodes. I would recommend it. It's a little out there, but definitely recommend it.
Tim, an episode of Black Mirror on Netflix handles online anonymity and threats. Fantastic and surreal. You should check it out. Applies very much to the Pitchfork Mafia and trolls hiding behind the keyboard. That's from Juan Pablo the Pool Boy. Welcome to the show, Juan.
You know, that's kind of the world we live in now anyway. If you're going to be on Twitter, you're going to probably take some Twitter abuse. I'm not saying you're wrong to push back when it goes over the line. I'm just saying that's the age we live in now, where people are empowered, to take shots at whoever they want on certain form. If that's part of the deal, if you're going to be on Twitter or Facebook, you might get hit, and sometimes it goes way over the line, like this guy that got in touch with Rennie.
You can now say anything you want to anybody you want.
And maybe that's why revealing a name would help in the long run. Maybe it would give this guy some satisfaction, but it might hinder people from saying things like that on Twitter because they have families, friends, coworkers that don't want their name popped up on the news. I think probably Rennie did the smart thing for a job, maybe not to reveal it, but I would have.
So I had a situation. I mean, I've had a number of these, and I know you guys have. I guess I don't know if it has. You never told me if it has, and maybe you did that intentionally, but I'll share it. Within the last, I don't know, I won't give a specific time frame, but it's relatively recently where it got to be such a concern that I contacted the police. And then I showed this gentleman who I met with about it the stuff. And this is a detective. And so I can't imagine the things he's seen.
Mm-hmm.
And when I saw his reaction to reading something that for us is kind of, I guess normal isn't the right word, but we're used to. He was like stunned. He couldn't believe that this stuff was there. And he couldn't believe like I was just so like casual about it. He goes, I can't believe that this. I go, really? I'm surprised. He goes, yeah. He goes, this is actual. And I'm like, yeah, this is. And then I, said, we know who this is. And then this person and this person. And then people were texting people. It was a whole thing. And they were going to, whatever. It's neither here nor there to get into what's transpired since and what continues to transpire. But either way, it got to that point. And so it was eye-opening to me that something that only led to me upon the recommendations of attorneys contacting authorities was something that was that stunning to the actual, again, it's, one detective, but nonetheless. And I guess maybe there was another person involved who also was in a position of power with the police department. And so... from that standpoint, and then when we tell these stories, like a bunch of people are reacting right now, like, I can't believe that somebody would get that worked up over a TV anchor or a radio personnel, whatever the case might be. And again, I want to drive home is what the cat had just said, that 99.999%, I mean, when you're talking about however many people listen, however many people watch Channel 5, whatever the case might be, you're talking about one. But as I kept saying yesterday on the fan page, all it takes is one. All it takes is one. The issue is for that satisfaction of going, okay, I'm gonna get them, and I'm going to publicly call them out on the radio station or on the TV station. Then what are you tapping into? Because you don't know who's on the other side of that keyboard, and are you inviting some kind of even more psychotic, violent now behavior by doing that?
I think if
so, that's my counter to what Alvin Mack, who I think the world of, he's a great guy, and I thought he made a very valid point. I'm thinking, yeah, I guess you're right. So it's a nuanced discussion, but that's my counter to it.
I know you might set someone off, but if you feel strongly that you want to out the person, I don't think you're out of line to make public something. You don't have some private agreement that this will never be made public. I just think the way Rennie did it sends a bigger message that it's not just one closed-minded, ignorant person. There is a thought process like this out there that people need to be aware of, and in some cases, if it's possible, change.
And just outing somebody could be problematic because are you completely sure that's who it was? Do you really know that whoever signed their name, that's really his name? Someone else didn't do that and use that person's name? So you get yourself in all kinds of legal problems if you start outing people and you're not 100% sure that that's who did it.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah, in my case with the, situation that I had, we knew the names. There were multiple. So, I just got to a point. It's like, all right, that's enough. So who knows? I mean, maybe Rennie dealt with this guy multiple times. But again, as he said, he wasn't necessarily making it about himself, and he wasn't even necessarily making it about that person so much as the code word. And I get that.
And I'm not one, because I've used thug in my lifetime, not with any sort of racial assignment to it, but in this case, it clearly had a racial element. I'm just shocked. Rennie Knott, not only does he come across as a great guy on television, he's so likable. You would think that is what America is all about. That guy, if someone said, hey, pick a guy you think would be a good representative of America, we're going to go with Rennie Knott, I'd be like, got my vote. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you? I mean, sure. He's just a great guy.
Yeah, I mean, we happen to know him, and we know he's the greatest.
But I think he comes across
person.
That way on the air, too, that I think you get a sense of who he is.
It was just a bigot. I mean, it was, you know. But I mean, that's not something, I haven't walked in those shoes. I don't know. But we all have dealt with here, the three of us, and I don't know how much Iggy and the Plowboy and the Seamaster have dealt with it, but we've dealt with that stuff. And again, you just kind of go, okay, sweet, whatever. You know, I mean, because again, the people who do that, you know when it gets down to it, it's not like things are going real well for them. So you kind of recognize that. But then that's the thing. If things aren't really going real well for them, then they're in the more of the nothing to lose. And if they're that angry, then God only knows what kind of behavioral pattern they'd be willing to exhibit beyond the keyboard.
And I think it's time that these goatees that some of us choose to wear are thought of as also part of Americana.
Yeah, you kind of look like a thug, I notice now, with your goatee.
You got a goatee, Tim's got
a beard.
It's
weird that no one's ever called me a thug for growing the... But they did Rennie.
Iggy's got a goatee.
That is interesting.
Bowsy's got a mustache. I'm the only clean-shaven one here.
You look good.
I guess we're all thugs, and you're just the goody-goody two-shoes.
That's how it feels sometimes. Let's be honest.
You got more to show off on your face than we do. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're a good-looking man.
Right.
The rest of us do this to sort of hide
imperfections.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, that makes sense.
I actually thought the same thing you guys did, where it could end up turning into a dangerous situation for Rennie for outing this guy. I hope that doesn't happen. That's from Scott's Wrinkled Ballsack. I wouldn't think that would, but, I mean, again, you don't know.
By the way, Rennie's also a monster, right? Wouldn't want to mess with Rennie at all. No. He is a monster. No. Although I do like to poke fun at him a little bit.
He's a well-dressed man, too. Maybe he'd come to the ballpark when he's doing sports. He'd have on the pressed jeans and the white Oxford shirt.
Oftentimes he'll wear red shoes.
Red shoes. Mm-hmm. A well-dressed man.
How about Rennie just doesn't pay attention to the hate mail? Oh, here's a guy, of course, who can relate. I'm sure he gets a lot. By the way, I don't agree that thug is a code word.
Wow.
Okay. Respectfully disagree. It's not an absolute.
No.
But it is.
To a lot of people, it's another name for criminal.
Right. But it's become a code word for bigots who, kind of like in comment section, that's where they now gather as opposed to getting together with their white sheets.
I didn't put that in the category of racist, but I do think times change. And the way that was written to Rennie, I would say yes. Mm-hmm. And the fact that I have a goatee and no one ever said I look like a thug and I happen to be a cock. Look more like a rabbi than anything.
Yeah, yeah. Has anyone ever accused you of looking like a rabbi?
Yes.
Would you be upset by that?
No.
No.
Doug, have you ever had salt and smoke?
Yes, I have. They brought it into the station.
Well, it's the official brisket of the Ryan Kelly Morning
Anchor. He usually hogs it.
I thought that was Roderick.
I wanted some brisket once. It was all gone between you and Charlie.
Tom has set the record straight that it was you who was at the front of the line. Tom was a great American.
I had like two ribs, and I went back, I'd like just a pinch of that brisket that looked and smelled so good. You two had eaten the entire tub in one commercial break.
You had eaten a whole rack of ribs. So there are no ribs, brother. You went and you got ribs. That's what I got. I got what I want.
Is it a rack of ribs or slab of ribs, Gabe?
I think it's either, but I didn't have the...
Oh, it's a rack.
I had two little ribs. Riblets. They were more riblets than anything else.
Tom watched you guys eat?
Tom knows the real story. He's already weighed in on it. Again, Doug is creating hashtag fake news.
Both of you guys gained about 20 pounds in one commercial.
Well, that's true. Because I also had six of the deviled eggs. Boy, those are good.
None for anyone else, but you go ahead and have a half a dozen.
You had your slab of ribs.
I had two little riblets.
Football fans, it's go time. That means it's time to step up to the bold flavor of the official Bloody Mary the morning after Major Peters, made in St. Louis. And I like that vocal transition I made from a pitch perspective.
Mm-hmm.
I think it sends a message that, Tim's about to tell me something new.
Okay.
And I am. You're right. Good read. Made in St. Louis using over 90% real tomato juice, Major Peter's Bloody Mary mix will make your game time festivities a major success. Check it out at MajorPeters.com. Major Peter's Bloody Mary mix, St. Louis, Missouri.
Boy, that mix.
P-Hump says it's code.
The mix is code?
And I don't know. He could be talking about that, but I think he's talking about the word thug. Doug, I'll give you a goatee tonight if you know what I mean. That's from Jordan Geis Court Awareness.
I don't think anyone knows what he means.
Jordan Geis Court Awareness is a text name?
Okay. The subject is still social media bullying and saying horrible things.
And there it is. There's a case in point.
Yeah. Hundreds of them daily.
But creatively written.
Not so much. No.
Update on the ghost poll?
Some of them pay a significant price when they're suspended. Others get away scot-free.
Let's get to the bottom of this. Do you believe in the existence of ghosts and or extraterrestrials? Both is winning 81 votes. Just extraterrestrials has 74 votes. Buck Swope voted for that, Doug.
Okay.
Neither has 27 votes. Jennings is in the neither category. And just ghosts has 2 votes.
Okay, I don't get the just ghosts. Shouldn't you, if you believe in ghosts, because they're kind of out there, the spirit realm, shouldn't you believe in life on other planets? I would feel those go hand in hand as far as beliefs are concerned. Maybe I'm wrong, but...
Well, it seems now people are posting some stories of actually having seen ghosts and how it's totally freaked them out. So maybe they're like, okay, I know now a ghost exists because I've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the extraterrestrial thing, like, from my standpoint, that seems to me to be a 5-star lock, but...
Yeah. Yeah, as vast as the universe is, to think that we would be the only intelligent life form anywhere in the universe is probably a little naive.
Well, I just hope if extraterrestrials come, they don't enslave us and try to eat Tim.
Right.
He didn't seem like he was averse to the idea.
Yeah.
You wouldn't mind being the main course?
Yeah, start with my hole, boy. That's what I say to the aliens.
An alien buffet.
They put you on a spit roaster to spin you around for about 45 minutes.
That horse has been a favorite of mine, and I've been very lucky with that horse through the years. I know the horse well.
What did that have to do with the extraterrestrial discussion?
Nothing, Doug. We like to mix it up with some drops here. Not everything has to go well together.
Yep.
All right. Would you want to see a spaceship?
Sorry,
if you're in Kelly Chase's situation, do you want to be all alone when that comes?
Hold on, we got
to
play our open.
New York Sports Radio. Mike's on, Mike's on. He'll get you to sports any way that he can. It's Mike Francisco.
Seems like a Mike's on.
Guys, I see the ghost of Doug Knightley in my bed. Thanks. That's from Eric.
I don't know what that means.
No, you don't.
What was your question before we get to play our intro?
Really, in like Kelly Chase's situation, wouldn't you want to be other people in the car there so they could see it with you and verify your story?
Is that really a question? No. Would you want to see a potentially scary thing when you're by yourself or with a group of people? Is that really?
With the group.
Yes, a group.
Yeah.
But I'm a controversial host.
Boy, you really stepped over the edge on that one.
Of course you wouldn't.
I guess you'd be equally scared, I think.
Well, if you had a bunch of people, you thought, hey, if these aliens want to do a little business, we got 4 strapping guys. Or
one little laser beam down there and you're all dust.
Do we have to do the show then?
Hello, neighbor.
No, we'd be done. We'd be done.
We have a developing situation. I don't know what could knock us off Ghost, Alien, and Mike Francesa.
Well, it better be important.
Talk. Plowhawk, this is huge. This is kind of why you clock in early.
Is it from Trippers?
It's from Mrs. Trippers.
Okay, because I got a text about 10 minutes ago from Mr. Trippers saying, the gal just listened to the segment one when we discussed her and Tribsy about the Lisa Ann situation. She's going to text in, so apparently she has.
She has, Doug, and she says, I was listening in. And I heard that you guys think I'm not down for the date with Lisa Ann. I am 100% in it to win it. Love Mrs. Trippers. And Doug, here's a picture. There's Mr. Trippers kind of ruining the image. But there she is. Let me tell you something.
Don't you think he wrote that and put her name on it?
I'll have to
look.
I like his. You know what he's saying? Yeah, boy.
He is a little Flavor Flav. Yeah, a white gentleman with slick back hair and a beard. But nonetheless, there is Flavor Flav to it. But let me tell you something.
And what are they having? Holiday drinks?
It does seem like they might be having some nog. But Doug... Mrs. Trippers, fine. I mean, fine. Like, fine, fine.
Do we want to get to the bottom of it real quick? I mean, there's a phone number there for Mrs. Trippers.
He's going to put in a call.
Plowsy. show the phone number for Mr. Tribbers, and if they match, I think we hit
nicely
something.
Nicely done, right. Sir. Nicely well, done, and
that,
sir.
That is true. I do know this is Mr. Tribbers as well, because I saw him put it in my phone, or I contacted
so
him.
So Mr. Tribbers grabbed your phone and put his number in there?
It's either that, or he gave me his number, and I called his number in front of him to give him mine, right. And so it did ring.
Is he from the 973?
I'm trying to get...
Maybe put Mrs. Tribbers on the air, interview her here. There should be some sort of interview process if you're going to go through the...
Can I, while you get to the bottom, I'm going to throw out some conjecture, some you guys missed. Is this a distraction where it's really just a humble brag because they have a really, really high-end ceiling fan that they want everyone...
God, you're operating at a different level. Huh? Right. That's the metagame, Doug.
Yeah. Look at me. We're wealthy. We have a beautiful ceiling fan.
Now that you
there are people that aren't rich that have ceiling fans.
Yeah, but that's a nice one. That is a
I'll
nice
just say
one.
Tribbers has a 618 area code.
Okay, this text came from the 973, but this is supposedly Mrs. Tribbers, so that could be a different number.
It could be, yeah.
What's the 973, Plowhawk? You're sure our area code expert.
I'm sure they live in different
areas.
I'm going
to go Chi-Town stand up. I'm going to go Chi-Town stand up.
Why would she have a different area code than him?
Different phone.
Because he lives in Chicago.
Oh, wow. The Newark, Dover, New Jersey area.
Sure.
Yeah, Newark?
This is all on the level.
Dover, the same area code, the cat?
I don't know if there's a Dover, New Jersey. I know
Newark
the Dover.
Newark County, Dover. Okay, it's in New Jersey.
Patterson, Anacardente.
Here we go.
Newark and Dover close?
Your Hedo gal.
No, he said Dover County.
Cities served by these area codes include Newark, Patterson, Clifton, Montclair, Morristown, Dover, and the Oranges. I don't know what that
means. Okay, maybe there is a Dover, New Jersey. I've heard of Dover,
there is.
Delaware.
Of course. Doug, is that the capital of Delaware? We got to go there and do a remote.
I think it is.
Fun.
It might be a Dover, New Jersey, too.
I'm not sure I could even give you another city in Delaware.
Wilmington.
Oh, there's probably a Springfield. There's a Springfield in every other state.
There's also a Newark, Delaware, not to be confused with Newark, New Jersey.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Because I was driving one time. Doug, I guess a fun story. And then I'll get back to Mrs. Tribbers.
You were listening to Blue Hen Football on the radio.
It was when the Rams were playing the Eagles in the NFC Championship. So we're talking, God, I guess it was January 2002. And KMOV was kind enough to fly me into Baltimore to drive up to Philadelphia.
It's not that far a drive. It's about, 50 minutes?
I'd ship the over. And I got to land at 5 o'clock in Baltimore. So I guess there was light traffic.
Right.
And then I had to go live that night. So it was great. And I missed the business. But with that said, as I recall, I was driving through, I think you drive through Delaware on that drive. And I kept seeing signs for Newark, and I'm thinking to myself, how in the hell are we this close to New York City when I'm in the middle of Delaware?
You didn't notice it was Newark, Delaware.
I didn't know it. And now, 16 years later, that mystery has been solved. We've solved that. We might as well solve the Elliot thing.
Story. And there is a Springfield, New Jersey.
Doug, you nailed it again.
Of course there is.
And I think we covered this. I mean, unless Tribbsy's using two phones, that is his wife. That texted in.
He texted me saying, I said this last week. She's from Missouri or from New Jersey and does anal. So I think we discussed this already.
How could we forget that?
Yeah, it does say
so
that.
So this answers what? She's in on
and I believe everything that comes
on the
in
thing on the with Lisa one. Ann that may never happen.
Right.
I mean, I kind of feel like I have an obligation to come out of retirement on an event plan and make this happen. I just need to find the right spot because let me tell you something. There's some cash to be made, Jack. There's some cash to be made, Jack. And I ain't in a 501c. You know what I mean, Ho?
I don't know. I don't know. Seems like a ghost just came in the studio.
Uh-huh. So you think a lot of people would pay to see the dating game, the couple's dating game with Lisa Ann?
Well, I think we could do it at a cocktail lounge, and a bunch of people would show up, and the cocktail lounge would have a nice windfall of revenue that evening. That's what I'm saying.
We had four people raise $80 in about 5 seconds for a Robin feed session that took about 8 seconds. So if you get Lisa Ann in a couple's dating game, you could sell the hell out of that. So I would definitely be...
Based on the Robin feeding.
Right.
Well,
it's a Robin feeding metric.
And all the cash that our listeners have, I mean, it's pretty easy.
A lot of disposable income in this audience. Yeah.
What goes through their mind? She's going to spit some chewed up pork into Larry's mouth. Here's my $20. Sorry, I'm not doing that.
Me and Tim and I think Manchild threw down about 90% of that money. Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Now that I look back on it, I don't know. I got caught up in the excitement of the moment.
I'll tell you why. This wasn't just a robin feeding. This was the ceremonial robin feeding before the holidays. As you recall, we were trying to set a warm, tone of fellowship and good tidings
Yuletide
with the
robin
traditional
feeding.
Robin feeding. This wasn't just any robin feeding. That's why it was important.
You're right.
To you.
You're right. You're right.
Everyone knows if there's anything that defines you, you're a man of the holidays.
That's true. Now that's been said, you're exactly right. And I forgot about the Yuletide spirit.
Well, look, if we promote this for, let's just say, 3 months out.
Yeah, no, we'll do 3 months worth of promotion.
You think that you'll change your mind in 3 months?
If you
I'm
can sell this,
there.
You promote it as long as you want. We're going to send them to a restaurant to go have dinner before.
Mm.
Have the restaurant spend money.
Maybe we get them a night at the Four Seasons.
A night at the hotel. The hotel spends money for these 3 months promotion.
We got a whip from Gateway Buick GMC rolling them around in this as well. So you can get,
we get them a nice package of toys that they can take home after the event.
And I would also, and I'm not trying to start trouble because that's not what I would do, but Tim, I might ration Iggy's text to Lisa Ann so she's not scared off before the event.
Make Seamaster the exclusive communicator?
We've seen some of that before.
I don't have Lisa Ann's number.
Doug, will you human centipede feed me? Thanks. That's from Mike Danton's hitman.
Mike Danton's hitman.
He didn't really have a hitman, did he?
Yes.
That's a debate. Okay.
I've met him. Not exactly what you would call a real hitman. He answered the phones at a police station.
Scott's wrinkled ball sack would like to corroborate the Tribbers family. And he says, this gal's legit. No need for investigational work. Scout's honor. Ooh, Scout's honor.
Does that mean Mrs. Balsack and Tribber's wife have hooked up?
Wow, wow, wow.
I'm picturing it.
Here's the thing. I mean, we could have a couple leaving with Lisa Ann, but what this could lead to is couples that didn't get in the finals leaving
then,
with other couples.
Consolation
prize. Being so randy that they can't control themselves.
Yeah, the females are there. They're like, hey, I'm gonna trib. I'm there to trib, and so you could have a lot of couples walking out.
We could have
out.
A key party as a secondary.
Pretty much, Doug. You nailed it.
Mr. Tribbers has a suggestion. He says Easter would be perfect. Easter eggs, anal beads, what do I care? Great thought. Doug, Easter is April 1st this year.
Right. Nothing like bringing in a porn star on the holiest of all days for the Christian faith.
Right. So I guess we would do that like on a Holy Thursday? Holy Thursday?
I say May or June. Spring is here. Nice warm weather. Not too hot.
Well, I wonder if we could do this like for the PGA Championship, now? Like if Belle Reve would let us.
I'd stay away from that.
Lisa Ann's your caddy.
I could see that. Wonder how that would play. Nick Faldo had Fanny here in 92.
Sure,
remember that?
Yeah, I do.
I interviewed her.
How was she?
She was fun.
Is she British?
English, I think.
Well, I think that's similar.
Kind of the same thing.
Well, I think, English and then Great Britain are kind of different accents.
Doug, what?
Coventry.
England is part of Great Britain.
But then you have a Cockney accent, parts of England. Then you have a Great Britain accent, which is more like Prince Charles.
Well, all those people
more
are
more like
I
stick
British,
it in a bum girl.
But then they'd all be English.
What are we talking about?
British and English.
All right, I made a fool of myself. All right, she's an English Brit.
Doug,
well,
you understand
now
that?
That's redundant.
Can't you just say she's a Brit?
She's a Brit.
Yeah. Now, Scotland, that's part of Britain, too.
They say he's
and a whole different dialect. And
if you're not Scottish, you're crap.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, so, I want to see these ladies' pictures. Thank you.
Stick it in my bum.
That's from the Lindenwood record.
Well, yeah. Well, I think we owe him a bunch of pictures. It was he.
That's the first order of business.
Right. He's demanding pictures. Who are you?
Are you kidding me?
Guys, Fanny was Swedish. Thanks. That's from the 314. Was she Swedish, Eagley?
No, right? she was Scandinavian.
I don't think she was Swedish.
Hold on a second. I think you're doing... Well, you interviewed her, so you heard the dialect.
Yeah, I thought it was English. It's Fanny Sunesson.
That is Swedish, but maybe she was a Swedish Brit.
I think she looked
like Irish American.
Bundesliga, second Bundesliga.
I had it on those cassettes I had that Barrett threw away.
Guys, is Iggy right that England has more than one dialect? Everything else he said is ridiculous. Thank you, Timmy Tom Tom.
Well, yeah, we have more than one dialect in this country, too.
She has romantic, she has family, and she has also sexy modes.
Fanny does?
She's out of the business now.
Can someone just cut Iggy's mic? God, he's irrelevant, can't tell the truth to save his life. P.S. Plowsy is having a whale of a show. That's from the 314.
What did I lie about?
Yeah, what did you lie about?
I don't think you lied about anything.
I interviewed her. You're saying that I didn't interview her? That would no. You would be lying.
Deke Dotum sending in what he hopes is just can be read because it's a birthday wish to his beautiful significant other.
No, it may not be read. Birthday. He's been suspended indefinitely.
What up, E? I'm a big fan of hers. I'm a big fan of hers.
I don't think anybody can be as big a fan as Jay is.
Jay's a very big fan.
The gal has questionable taste.
She loves freedom, Jack. She loves freedom. So violence, does Joe Thomas.
What she likes, vileness. You can be free without being nasty.
Dan McLaughlin loves freedom.
He does love freedom.
He runs into it at Coors Field, it seems like, often. The Dotum family, sir.
Right. Disappointing.
He just believes in giving someone a second chance, especially when that person's done good work.
And apparently the dumbing down of America.
What's that?
And the vileness that this gentleman spews.
No, we're going to stick to the second chance part.
Right. Let me update you on the alien poll.
Why do you hate redemption?
You think everyone in jail needs to be let go?
Why do you hate redemption?
Freedom. Let them all go.
Not all of
whatever.
Them.
Whatever. No, it's going to be, mornings we're in, yeah,
it's gonna be called Donating Back to the Community Charity. Now, how that will happen, we haven't yet worked out, but right. I do believe in it.
So you believe that someone who has regrettably sent in a couple of vile texts about your hindquarters is on the same playing field as a serial killer? Because that seemed to be what the
implication
was.
Hasn't just been
was.
A couple of vile comments that he's made. We just had a whole discussion about sending vile stuff on social media. We decided it was a horrible thing. This guy did it for years until I finally put my foot down and suspended him indefinitely.
And that gave rise to a movement that has swept the country, really.
Doug, here's my dong. Let it sink in. How does it feel? Thanks, Tom Rinaldi.
Get
Tom
ready. Rinaldi. Here comes a butt plug. Oh, no.
Was that Mr. Bill? Tom Rinaldi has been suspended. He's
Tom
been
Rinaldi.
Suspended a period of 2 days' time. We won't be seeing him on ESPN anytime soon. This suspension takes effect immediately. Thank you, Hot Shots, for your participation.
People are now sending in screenshots of Fanny Sonesson. It says she was born in Karlshamn, Sweden.
Yes, born in Sweden, and I think she lived for a period of time, for quite a period of time, while she was caddying in England.
Can you hear me, dude?
There she is.
Nick Faldo is from England, right? Faldo?
Yeah.
Is that the British England?
The British side of England,
I don't know
yeah.
that it is.
Thank you so much, guys. Thank you so much for this nice words. I appreciate it so much.
Fanny? Is that Fanny?
See, there's somebody who sent in Barrett's tapes that he confiscated.
Did he? Give them back. There's some good ones in there. Now, look, when I interviewed her, it was like, what, 92?
And so she was still British then.
Well, it was like 20-something years ago, and I'm just remembering the accent. I thought it was British, English.
Could have been.
I could be wrong, but then again, what the hell? It was 25 years ago. I should remember what she sounded like.
I feel like the show advanced at that moment.
Right.
Find a clip of Fanny talking, see if we can figure out what she sounds like.
What's Fanny Flagg up to? She was a hoot.
I think she passed away, didn't
Match
she?
Match game? Is that what she was on?
On the Newhart show? She was a receptionist?
Yeah. But she was also, she did some game shows as well.
Yeah. Would you say you were
away.
A fan?
Sure. Yeah.
Because when I typed in Fanny Sonesson, and the first Fanny that came up was Fanny Flagg.
No longer with us.
Dirt napping?
I didn't check. I wasn't looking for Fanny Flagg.
See, she's, what's her net worth, and is she dirt napping?
Meanwhile, update on the ghost poll. Extraterrestrials winning. Both is right behind by 2 votes. Wow. Neither has 36 votes, and just Ghost has 3 votes.
Boy, that is a big, big, important poll that we're taking, and it's nice to get our fingers on the pulse of the community, see what they think.
Just my opinion, but ghosts are totally out. I used to assume there likely had to be intelligent alien life somewhere, but I'm sort of swayed by the Fermi paradox. Fermi? Fermi? F-E-R-M-I?
Mark Furman. He was the bad detective in the right. O.J. fiasco.
Could it be possible that ghosts are aliens?
What?
We think we're seeing aliens, or we think we're seeing ghosts, but in fact we're seeing some of these aliens. That
more
we really
importantly,
think
and they come here to play piano at a walk.
I mean, it was a lot of pressure.
Yeah, and we're hacking it down the 14th fairway. Payne Stewart was making a little bit of a charge off to St. Andrews.
We were out there on the golf course. I mean, we were leading, and it was a lot of pressure.
Yeah. Back to Fanny now.
Fanny Flagg is still with us.
So
and,
good.
Her net worth.
$4 million?
Her net worth is...
I've got 2.
I just wanted to sort of ease him a bit because it was very difficult not to think about that you got
it's
someone...
It's a Swedish accent.
Yeah. Now, she has black hair, and obviously this is from recently. Go back to 92. I want to hear...
black hair.
Well, there isn't much YouTube video of... Franny.
Some Scandinavians have dark hair. Yeah. They call them black Norwegians if you're from like that part of the town, but you have dark coloring.
But she had blonde hair back in the day.
Did she?
Yeah.
Doug, the secretary on the Bob Newhart show was Marshall Wells.
Yeah, it was a tall gal. Yeah, it wasn't Fanny Flagg.
I think you're right.
It was a taller gal.
Wow, I feel terrible.
Yeah, call Doug a liar.
No, you're right. Fanny Flagg is worth $18 million.
Good for her.
She's had a couple of bestsellers.
She has? What'd she write?
I don't know.
You know, that's another poll, because that'd be interesting. Yeah, who do people find themselves more interested in, Fannie Flagg or Marsha Wallace?
Well, I haven't heard.
Who's more popular?
I haven't seen Marsha Wallace since that very show.
Well, I think a lot of people were like me. They thought they were watching Fannie Flagg, so they really enjoyed it more. It turned out it was not Fannie Flagg.
No, it wasn't.
Guys, the Fermi paradox does not apply here. Thanks.
What
Sir
is
Ian
it?
McKellen's Thurston Bridge. I have no idea. And I don't even know if I'm pronouncing it right.
Define that paradox.
I guess the question is, where are all the aliens if they exist?
They could be in the role of ghosts.
Yeah, let's not mix those two things. That'd be too scary. Ghost aliens? I couldn't handle that.
That's what it is.
I could take an alien, sure.
Right.
Or a ghost. What if they aligned? What if they joined forces to destroy the human race?
We'd be in a world of hurt.
Oh, man.
Doug, it's time for the Hot Shots email of the day. Giving away tickets to Hoerenberg Theaters, where you can go see Molly's Game. Man, I don't want to see that Molly's Game. Tim, when aliens come, we will be bottoms. Trust me, bottoms. XOXO, it's from Pat.
Pat.
Radio Row at the AVN. Did you hear that? Whoop, that slide whistle can only mean one thing. Sassy Cassie is here. Sit down, kiddo. I have one question on everyone's mind. What's your favorite animal? Hi, Iggy. I like kitten and bunny. Cassie, I understand you had a different name when you entered the biz. Can you explain? Well, my dad's favorite show was The A-Team, and his favorite character was Hannibal, played by the great George Peppard. So in the beginning, my stage name was Cassie Peppard. Wonderful. Cassie, you're both hilarious and healthy. Thanks for stopping by. Next time you're in St. Louis, we can have cocktails. Sorry, Iggy. I won't perform in St. Louis anymore ever since I got an angry email from somebody named Mark Matheno. He didn't like a promotion I did for some crappy radio station there. Speaking of promoting, see the Pontiac tattoo on my chest. I'm sponsored by the new Pontiac GA. It's sleek and sexy with no blind spots, not even for a little person like me. Great, before you go, Cassie, Biff has a poem he'd like to recite to you. Ahem. Sassy Cassie, you sure can strip. My favorite food is chicken strips. That's from Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
Dear Doug, this email is a friendly reminder to let you know that your denim Sansevieria pant is ready to be picked up today from the Arnold Clothier. We have made the changes you have requested, such as pink bedazzling, as well as adding a drop seat to the rumpus region, so that bish can be dropped like the top to your 1969 LeBaron, giving easy access to that leaky mud dispenser. Think about it. Tunnels 12,000.
Awful. Tunnels, 12,000.
Guys, Plops here. You guys are getting your hopes up quite a bit for this Lisa Ann visit. I'm a bit sad for her. She just wants to come by, say hey, and vacation in Fenton. And it's automatically assumed that she'll be down to go gay on some dude from a shanty town's wife and let him watch. Lisa Ann deserves a classier, more wholesome evening. Here's what I suggest. Doug the Cat and I pick her up. We head down Manchester Way, where I've reserved the best booth in the house at Miss Sherry's cafeteria. We stuff ourselves on meatloaf and pudding. Then we retreat to my cage in the lower South County area. Everyone gets their own Snuggie, and we sip Yellowtail Moscato as we lay around my basement and watch the 1983 cinematic gem Yentl, which, as you damn well know, was both directed by and stars Ms. Barbara Streisand.
Absolutely.
When the song Papa, Can You Hear Me comes on, we join hands and sing as we spin around in a circle, just laughing like the Dickens. I'll tinkle in my pant from laughter, and you guys will point and laugh. Then things escalate, and 5 minutes later, I'm duct taped like a Gimp Boy, and you guys are throwing orange slices at my bare ass in front of my fireplace, like I'm Cesar Romero, the human butt dartboard. Mazel. Doug, that's Misty Plops.
It's dreadful.
Stupid.
Misty Plops, Assistant Program Director.
Hey guys, I don't understand why the wives would be a factor in the Lisa Ann dating game. Thanks, the guy who won the all-expenses-paid trip to the Bunny Ranch, but didn't go because his wife wouldn't let him. Hashtag shocking. That's from Corey G. Yeah, we did have a married man
Corey
participate in a trip to a Bunny Ranch.
I think he went, though.
I thought he went.
I thought he went, though.
Ha!
Boy, his wife's a good sport.
Proud moments of this show.
Hey, girls, Derek here, field coordinator for the upcoming AVNs, with a little PSA about how to keep yourself safe at this year's show. The rumor winds are blowing out of the Mound City, and as many of you have heard, the creep harassing you in emails, Twitter messages, fax, and handwritten letters from ride@stagstar.com will be in attendance. Yeah, that one. Kenny Strode, and he is considered dangerous. I've compiled a list of excuses to avoid being interviewed by him and his pesky sidekick, Iggy. Number one, fake and obscure illness. In the past, Mrs. Linda Milder has used sciatica very effectively, and recently a prison bay named Brandy dodged a call with a flu excuse. Some examples to use could be whooping cough, mad cow disease, plantar fasciitis, or leprosy. Number two, say you'll get in touch with them during a different calendar season. Since the event is held in winter, use spring, summer, or fall. Foolproof plan. It also helps to add that you live in an obscure location, in the woods, under a bridge, underwater in Tampa Bay. All these things have thwarted him in the past and will probably work. Never mind, he'll actually be at the event trying to get an in-person interview. He doesn't pick up on subtle social cues very well. And finally, if you do find yourself cornered at answering questions, say you're offended by the question. Mia Khalifa used it once, and he won't stop bitching about it at his little radio station. He may not buy your fleshlight, but at least he won't be eating your actual flesh in his hotel room. Have a great AVNs, gal pals. That's from Director of Filth, Derek Nipples.
Director of Filth, Derek Nichols. Mm.
Nipples.
Nipples.
Thank you. And I quote, she's getting worse. So Mr. The Cat is upset about me turning down the offer. Hate to tell him, but those mugs on JHE's modeling agency would make Mo Howard look like Prince Charming. Tim, wait a minute. I'm talking about a dishonest company, a crooked company who got mixed up in Ponzi schemes and got what's coming. That's a terrific story. And you have serial killers and pot smokers on the payroll. And they might like a story like that. So the cat thinks for 1 second his non-vote is going to stop me from diving into a solo session, that lycra-thin bikini. He is wrong again, Gunga Din. Look, that's bikini model Brittany.
I like that she tried to help him with a Godfather reference.
It's nice.
It's not going to work.
Guys, to go back to the Lisa Ann MFF bang sesh, I see the Tribbers, the Ball Sacks, and the Swinghaven board members are getting a lot of play. Obvi, Mrs. Ball Sack is a top prospect. But let me tell you something I do know, though. Who came in on her first day to shadow for an internship and admitted to sapphic play? Who had pictures posted on the fan page of her on top of another girl making out after the wiffle ball tournament 2 years ago? That's right, the answer is Townie. Should we decide to enter, it is over. Our overall game, cuteness, and her tenacity to go south of the border on Lisa will push us over the top. Lisa will have to persuade us, though, on why we should join. We're not going to go to her like 8-year-old little girls when Justin Bieber walks in the room. Taste us. That's in the White Collar Gangster.
Huh. Offering his wife up to this. White Collar Gangsta.
And that's what we have for the Hot Shots email today. Show me what you got, little mama. Show me what you got, little lady. Show me what you got, short A.
I got to do what's right, plops. Sorry.
I don't think it's right. I'm going to go with a fellow by the name of G, Corey G.
Congratulations to Misty Plops. You've done it again. And that's three straight emails this week. And now he's going to try and run the table like Mr. Nipples started out last week. This is fun to see guys rise to the occasion.
Boy, it's fun.
Time for us to shut it down. Frank's up next. He does a real show. It's called the Hollywood Casino Press Box. For the Plowhawk, for Iggy, for the Seamaster, for my brother Kevin, for Douglas Elvin Vaughn and Jimmy the Cat Hayes, I'm Tim McCurdy. This has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on 590 The Fan KFNS.